Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Sometimes I
we will get to Bill's it. Thrills in 1 second. Before that, quick shout-out for our friends and holders at First Rate Ag. They're a full-service ag retailer. They've been around for 25-plus years. They have everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Check it out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 and ask for Parker or Chris.
First Rate. All their customers right now, you know what they're doing the most? Is they're just going to the bank and just and talking to their bankers and say, wait till we show up with this wad of cash.
Oh, God.
We're coming in with some money. What do we do with all of it? Because there's going to be a lot. And then, once again, like that, and they're, again, just listen to us, though. That tax-free app will change your life. But they're coming in with a lot of money because of what got done with First Rate Ag and how they handled and coddled their product this year. Thank you, Parker.
Yeah, there's certain segments of our society where the economy is not affecting it at all, and First Rate Ag is heavily involved in that segment.
Corn,
soy, hydrated beans.
The hydrated seed.
Hydrated seed.
You're on the right path.
Wow, I'm listening to Bill. I'm listening to Bill.
Milo.
He's the Mr. Ag over there.
Milo.
Mr. Ag.
He's on conference calls.
I know.
I'm on conference calls.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's a conference call day.
Don't bother him.
I'm putting together an ag summit. I'm putting together an ag summit.
That'll be incredible.
Just have thousands. Grab bands and everything, and I'm going to get up and talk about the state of agriculture.
It's a summit.
It's a summit.
That's huge.
Who will be speaking?
You can bring in people from Russia. It's a summit.
It's a summit.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of world peace? Bill Bush. I just love the fact that he's showing up at events that I'm not invited to, and that no one knows I'm coming. He's here.
Why is Bush here?
Who knows?
No one knows.
We never know. He's always here.
He's on no one's list. I don't know. Get a microphone.
All right.
I don't have a job.
Let's fire up
Bill's Thrills.
Let's fire up Bill's Thrills right now. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, the floor is yours on a Wednesday. What's on your mind today?
Christian, well, what is Wednesday, Jake?
It's usually them's fighting words Wednesday.
Them's fighting words is back.
All right.
Okay. Them's fighting words
right,
is
team,
back.
Now we're settled.
Ties right into the season, too. Back to school shopping for kids is stupid. Back to school shopping for kids is stupid. Nope. It's went away. Me and Steve lived it. It's no longer a thing. Remember back to school shopping?
Yes.
I can tell you exactly. 100. All right, kids in the car, we're doing back to school shopping. Yep. We're going to get supplies, which mm-hmm. now you just get on Amazon.
Oh, God. And
everything's on Amazon. And also, you just shop year round.
Don't say
you
it.
You just shop year round.
Let's just pretend. It's not happening.
When you used to load up, I don't know where you went, Steve, like that. We went to Sioux City.
No.
We'd load up.
We didn't have to.
Columbus handled it. You could handle it in Columbus.
Tempo. Big enough.
Temple Mall.
Temple. Yeah. So you had a
rulers.
Plan. Everything you need.
Yeah.
And then clothing. You got
erasers, clothing.
You got a couple of pairs of jeans, yep. A few shirts.
Oh, jeans. Big.
Jeans were big. Yeah.
Brass buckle.
When you showed up at school, everyone had new clothes on.
Yep.
Looked everyone good. Had school clothes on. And you went shopping for it. Kids get in the car. You would see at this time of year mm-hmm. going around the malls like that. Moms with their kids, and they're getting stuff, and the kids are fired up. It's all for school. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, come on.
There might be some of it,
Bill,
but for the most part, it's not a thing.
Are you
know
sure?
why? Just get it on Amazon. Just get it on Amazon. Just have the stuff sent to your house. It's fine. Or they just shop you around. Everything's accessible. There was special stuff. It was a big deal in the stores. It was better, back to school.
Better times.
Better times. It was back to school. I can remember the ride to Sioux City. I can remember the drive up there.
See, you were in a little smaller town. Like,
we were smaller
the smaller
town.
Towns came the to smaller, Columbus.
Yeah, the smaller town, they would have.
They would come to Columbus.
They would come to Columbus. If you're in Fullerton, you probably went to Grand Island.
Maybe.
Genoa, you probably came to Columbus.
Yeah.
Kind of in that area.
I don't
area.
Know what the split is.
Yeah, Monroe and all that area.
Columbus.
To Columbus.
What I remember most, more than the clothes, is the notebook, ruler, erasers.
And
like
then,
that was big.
And then it was the big thing was when you're younger was, I don't know, your parents going to spring for it, the big box of crayons, the 64 with the sharpener on the back. Mm. Are they going to spring for that bad boy?
That was a great
not,
box.
Not usually.
Way.
No,
not
I didn't.
With four kids.
No, that wasn't our deal either. It's like, hey, you're going to get yourself about 22 crayons, and that's going to cover it.
You're kind of counting on stealing from somebody.
Somebody else. You're hoping somebody
using
else.
Their sharpener.
Using their sharpener, something else. Yeah, you didn't get, no, that, no.
Oh, man.
Glue.
Bill.
Elmer's glue.
Glue, big.
Glue was big. Glue was big. Now you just get the stuff online. It's not the same.
It was a tradition.
It was forever. And it's all changed in the last few years.
Damn.
It's all changed.
I didn't.
Jake, did you go?
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. I liked it too. Yeah, I didn't like going back to school usually, but I did like the back to school shopping. That was a good day.
I mean, I'm not saying
it was a great day. It was a great day.
Yeah. I tried clothes on.
Yep.
I remember.
Absolutely.
No, oh, yeah. No, you tried them on.
Yes.
It wasn't, hey, grab those. No. Try them on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, get in there.
You were a little more that way than a lot of dudes, I think, because
I was
wore
told
the
to try
stocking
on,
cap to match your hair down, all that.
I did. That's
called
a
hair.
It was called a hair former.
Yeah,
it's called a hair former. I also wore for part of my hair former. I had a Houston Oilers hat that I wore every day, and Maureen Winkie, the home ec teacher, threw it away.
No.
Threw it away. I'd wore it so much like that. She just got tired of it. Threw it away.
And now you have a new one.
True story.
From AJ. You have a new Oilers hat.
Yes.
She sort of overstepped.
Yeah, threw it away. I'm just telling you what happened.
Sort of overstepped.
Pretty shameful.
It was like a napkin. That's what it was like. That's how it was. How beat down it was. It was just like it was like wearing a napkin.
Okay, maybe she should have.
Maureen, thank you. It's probably time.
Wow.
But anyway,
back to school.
Anything from the text line?
How about Ben says? How about the good old Trapper Keeper? Remember that thing?
The Trapper.
Oh, yeah. That's my age. The Trapper Keeper.
I remember we were talking
about it all together.
I didn't
all
do
the stuff.
Yeah, that's too much.
Me and Steve didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that. That's more my age than okay.
Yeah, you didn't have the keeper. We just put stuff in our had a desk. You put it into
Cough Dog. Says this, Bill, you are the Bob Ross of better time storytelling.
I would say
painting
so.
Painting a beautiful picture.
Today,
Bob right Ross, there. That means a lot because watching him paint was one of the most remarkable things in the world.
Seriously.
Talk about painting a picture. He was. Who Ross. Said that?
That was Cough Dog.
Cough Dog, thank you.
That's a compliment.
That's so kind of you.
Today's been really good with the pies and the back to school shop.
Better times. I remember in the bottom of our desk, we would make fake fingernails.
Ooh.
We'd take the Elmer's glue and you had these little
yeah.
and you'd okay. pour them
oh,
in the,
yeah.
you'd pour them in the bottom
gotcha.
And you'd let it harden and then you'd get them out and you could like put them on your fingers. You'd do stuff, but you were always making glue things. I was always doing that. As always made the glue and then there was sometimes you had paste. Remember mm-hmm. the old one? You unscrewed mm-hmm. it, the paste. Rubber cement. Oh, you want to think you want to all of a sudden get your life like you're living. Uh-huh. I'm talking about top end living. Uh-huh. Rubber cement
was
in the brown bottle.
Barely familiar with it.
Yeah,
because it was so
rare.
Yeah, it was just, it's like, are you serious? You have rubber cement?
All right.
Yeah.
What's that for?
Greg in Tilden says, new shoes for the year. Big ticket item. If you pick the wrong ones, you get clowned in PE.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would.
Nice shoes.
Yeah, there's a chance you're going to get clowned. I know this. We came up in an era yet, I believe, Steve, that because you might have, you know, a pair of tracks on from Kmart, or you might have a brand name like that. It still wasn't that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it being that big of a
not
deal.
That big of a deal.
Where now it's a big,
way bigger.
It's a way bigger deal. Back then, it didn't matter as much.
It mattered, but not as much.
It didn't matter quite as much with what was going on. So it's still my best friend.
Whatever. We were back in the days. I mean, we've talked about this, but corduroys were big.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The corduroys.
Zit, 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 zit. When you walk. Oh,
it was cool to have a pair of corduroys.
Oh, yeah, corduroys. Very cool.
Sneak up on anybody in those things.
You wore corduroys a lot.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen a pair. I haven't seen a pair of corduroys. They don't even exist
anymore. Nobody wears them.
This will make you feel better, Bill. Someone from Pennsylvania, not Walter, different Pennsylvania number, says, we still take our kids on an individual date for back-to-school shopping. So they're still trying to do that.
Thank you. There's some people that do try. There's some that try. It's just not quite the same. Nor was there the buzz. When you went to the mall, like today, like in Sioux City, if you went to the mall, there'd be tons of other families there. Yep. Moms just out there just getting stuff done.
Shopping.
Big bags of stuff. And you came home, you got it all out, it's fired up. God, it was better time.
Last one here, this is from somebody.
Is it Saint Potato?
No, I don't have a name on this one. Lisa. This is Lisa.
Lisa. Good name.
She says, we would always go school shopping at the Conestoga Mall in GI. We'd make a day of it. New clothes and new tennis shoes always. It was an event. Better times, says Lisa.
Thank you.
You can still do it, though. You can still do it if you want.
You can still do it, but it won't be the same.
No, it won't be as many people.
It's just like, Mom, why don't we just get it online? Amazon will have it here tomorrow by noon. Yeah, not the same.
God, not the same. Yeah, Amazon. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisor. You stick around for the game.
I gotta go.
Okay, Bill's gotta go. He's going to go speak at 9. He's gotta get out there.
Can we say where?
Yeah, we already said it.
Oh, Sandhills. Going to Sandhills.
Yeah, he's speaking to Sandhills today.
This is a big speech.
Big speech today. So we'll see you tomorrow, Bill.
Thank you guys.
All right, we're gonna
crush it.
Yeah. That's the last thing you're gonna hear today. All right, time to play the game show. We have not done this topic in a long time on a Wild Card Wednesday. We're talking about going back to school, right? People are getting ready to do their studies and get ready for tests. How about this one, Sip? Put on your geography cap.
Okay.
For the first time in years, we're doing U.S. Capitals again.
Oh, God.
Do you know your U.S. God. Capitals?
No, I don't.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes, thanks.
Topeka, Kansas.
Stop. Those are the ones I know. That come on.
If you know your Capitals, please call us right now. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in Trivia. Bill is out today, so you're on your own. How do you feel about state capitals today?
There's some trepidation.
Trepidation is setting in for you?
Well, yeah, I haven't been to school. You know, I'm 58. I haven't been to school in a long time.
Understood.
I don't ponder capitals like kids or Triple H.
Okay, well, yeah, our caller today is Triple H's dad. Oh, how do you feel today about Triple? How do you feel about this today, Triple H's dad?
Oh, I think let's give it a go.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right. First question goes to Triple H's dad, and then to you, Sip. Okay, here we go. For Triple H's dad, what is the capital of Kentucky?
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Oh, geez. No, it's one of two. I think we'll go with Lexington.
No.
So I can steal this.
If you'd like to steal it, you sure can.
100% no. It's Frankfurt.
Brilliant!
Frankfurt is correct. A 1-0 lead for Sip. Chance for a 2-0 lead. Sip, your first question.
I can see the capital.
You've been there?
It's on. I think it's part of their newspaper, the Lexington.
Oh, okay. All right, here's your first question. Up 1-0.
Now, you know what? It's not. Scratch that. But I knew it's Frankfurt. Go ahead.
What is the capital of Connecticut?
Oh, it's got to be. I know exactly. Jeez, this is going much better than I thought. It's 100% Hartford.
Brilliant.
That is correct. A 2-0 lead. Hartford, Connecticut. Your geography cap is fitting you well today.
Thank you, Jake.
You're doing well.
Thank you.
To stay alive, Triple H's dad. Last question down to Zip. What is the capital of New Mexico?
Oh, New Mexico. Again, it's one of two.
Which one is it, though? 5 seconds. 5, 4.
Now let's go Santa Fe.
Brilliant!
Santa Fe is correct. Not Albuquerque, but Santa Fe. Right. So he's still alive, Sip.
Well, no. If it wasn't Albuquerque or Santa Fe, what would it be?
Las Cruces, maybe?
Yeah, there you go.
Possibly.
Yeah, nice job.
I'm gonna guess. I've never been to New Mexico ever.
You said Area 41.
Area 51. Area 51.
Oh, 51.
Area 51. All right, Sip, for the win, last question. What is the capital of Nevada?
Carson. Bam.
Carson City, yes.
Brilliant!
Carson City is correct. I have been to Carson City. There's nothing much to it.
Is that right?
Pretty boring town.
Is that right?
Yep.
Boring, huh?
The capital is hidden by trees and scaffolding right now.
I'll tell you what's not boring.
What?
Is those ships coming to port.
Wait.
Do that again.
These ones right here?
Yeah. This is ships coming to port.
They're coming in.
Yeah, somehow they're coming through the cornfields.
I can see them. It's terrifying. I'm terrified.
You should be, because there's no water.
How'd they get here? Happening? What's the record now, Ben? 2-2? 3-2? 3-0 in the week, 3-2 overall.
How about that?
That's a winning week.
How about 3-0
in a winning week by a Wednesday? It's a big deal.
How about 3-0 in a week?
They said, maybe they're going to fall apart after going 0-2 on Thursday, Friday. Not so fast, my friend.
No, there was
Lee
no fall.
Lee Corso right there for you.
Hey, thanks to Triple H.
Triple H's dad.
Yeah, Triple H's dad. Thanks to him.
That's right.
Thanks to everybody who calls. And I am really thankful for being 3-0. Give me the other one.
Yes, your number tiebreaker, since you've already won the game. This is for fun. What is the population of Carson City, Nevada?
Yeah, well, you kind of gave me
a place I have been to.
Yeah, you kind of gave me a hint. I'll say 74,000.
58,639 as of 2022.
Pretty nondescript, huh?
I was on the way back, I think, from Tahoe, I want to say, or something. I forget why I was going through Carson City, but we stopped in to see the Capitol. Number one, that building is just completely covered with trees. You can't see it. And then we went there. They had scaffolding around the entire building, so you couldn't even see what was happening. I mean, they're doing construction all on the outside. Didn't look that pretty to me. A good building. So I would take our capital versus Carson City in Nevada.
Yeah.
Take okay. that, Vegas.
Our
Reno.
Capital's very defining.
It is.
It's not hidden
by trees like
no.
the.
I mean, it would Nevada leave an is. Impression on anybody, right?
Yeah. It's a very nice capital.
Okay, here's one for you.
Yes.
I don't know this. I don't. Are you going to make fun of me? What is the capital of Indiana?
That would be. Well, now I'm getting scared here. Is it Indianapolis?
It might be. It might be the, yeah.
I think it's Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Indianapolis. Something else, please let me know, because I'm feeling stupid on this one.
It's a little confusing, misleading. You wouldn't think of, like, Omaha being the capital of Nebraska. Indianapolis is, like, the equivalent of Omaha.
Yeah, someone please confirm. I'm pretty sure that's Indianapolis.
I think it is Indianapolis. I think you just walk right by the Capitol in downtown.
Did we?
Yeah, I think we probably did.
Maybe more than once. We did, yeah. Right. We did see the Capitol. That's right. I saw the Capitol. It was right down there. It's a good spot.
I mean, you're not always...
Yeah, Indianapolis.
You're not always cognizant of it, just to defend you and myself, that you're walking around going, okay, that's the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, you might not.
I think the last Capitol I went into was in Salt Lake City, Utah. I went in the Capitol building. I was in the Capitol in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Been in the one in, obviously, Lincoln. I've been to the one in Salt Lake City.
Interesting.
That's pretty nice.
This is some major idle chit-chat.
Idle chit-chat late in the show. Yeah. We do. Why not? Yeah. But you won the game. 3-0 in the week. So congratulations.
God bless you.
The Spillover with Raf is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.